Welcome to the Lioness Queen podcast, where our motto is all about living residue-free, not allowing the residue from a negative event in your life hinder you from moving forward where God is leading and directing you. Your host, Reverend Dr. Marisha, founder, speaker, author, divorce coach, and licensed minister, provides motivating messages that will help encourage and empower women to live their best life beyond their past and recognize the worth of their crown. Now let's jump into your weekly dose of letting go of the past and living totally residue-free. Here's your host, Reverend Dr. Marisha.
Welcome back. Welcome back, my Lioness Queens. Today is April 19th, the third Friday in the month of April. Happy April. Happy Friday. Happy 2024. Happy spring season. Yes, we are. I cannot believe it. We are almost halfway through the middle of 2024. Where is the time going? I don't know. But I can tell you one thing. I don't know about you, but I'm ready for warm weather. And, you know, as you know, we are continuing through my book, Resuscitate Your Heart, a 12-week workbook to heal the trauma within. If you've not purchased your book, please visit our website at www.iamthelionessqueen.com and purchase a copy so that you can follow along with us on this journey of healing our hearts. Maybe even you know someone, a family or a friend, who needs this workbook to help them work through their trauma. Again, thank you so much for all of your support of the Lioness Queen podcast. I cannot thank you enough. I'm truly, truly appreciative to have continued with this journey for 4 years. To God be all the glory. So this week's episode, we are in week 10. That's right. We are almost finished with the workbook. And it's really been a blessing for me as after losing my husband in January, it's really been a blessing for me and helping me work through my grief. And so this week's topic is called Rise Above the Trauma. Rise Above the Trauma. We'll be right back. Well, before we get started, you know how we love doing it on this podcast. We love starting out with a quote or a poem to get our episode started. We love supporting poets' creativity, and we're so honored to do so. So remember, as we're going through this workbook, it's just easy for me to pick a quote from my book. And so the quote for the week is, many people do not believe they can rise above their trauma, pain, loss, homelessness, repossession, divorce, miscarriage, and so on. Many people think that the cards they are dealt, they think that they were a punishment for their sins or their family's sins. I'm telling you, that's a lot in that quote right there. But Romans 8, 1 through 4 says it all, that condemnation is canceled. So there is no reason you should still be condemning yourself for something you did, something you said, or even something your family might have done. Jesus already took care of all of it on the cross for you. Amen. And so this week, God wants you to rise above the clouds like an eagle and soar over anything and everything that may come your way. So let's get started. Day one. Day one is all about your viewpoint. You can only learn if you rise above your trauma and view it as a lesson rather than a liability. Ooh, let me say that again because that blessed me. I don't know if it blessed you. You can only learn if you rise above the trauma and view it as a lesson rather than a liability. And so that, what does that mean? What does that mean? You need to understand what God is trying to show you and teach you. And so there have been great women and men who God has allowed to endure challenging trauma. However, their viewpoint was high enough to shift their mindset, to shift their thinking and how they saw the challenges that they faced. And so my question is, what about you? Is your viewpoint high enough to see how God sees? And so there's four things that I discuss on this day to help you. One, realize that fear is not an option. Two, you know, you cannot give fear attention. Three, believe the trauma was a lesson and not a limit. And last four, push beyond your limits to realize you were chosen to rise above the trauma. Day two is all about the lies you believed about yourself to be true. And in order to take your rightful place and rise up, you must reject the lies that have been spoken over you, spoken to you, or even inadvertently you spoke to yourself. And I truly believe one of the biggest lies the enemy manipulates in our minds is that we are a mistake, or that your life has no purpose, right? Or you've done so much dirt that you cannot be used. And so often people count themselves out and do not take their rightful place because they believe more in the lies instead of God's truth. And so what does God's truth say about you? And the question is, do you even believe it for yourself? You know, for some, because you believe the lies for so long, you negate and reject the truth. Almost as if you've been brainwashed to believe this false narrative. And so my question is, what is your narrative? And do you know what God says about your narrative? I was listening to a song the other day, and it says, right, really, your trauma only happened on one page in your book. Only one page. It only happened on one page. And there's more to read in your story. And so you should already know our heart is deceitful. Our heart is deceitful. That's what Jeremiah 17, 9 through 10 talks about. The heart is deceitful. Who can understand it, right? Who can understand it? And so it tries to deceive us. It tends to rely on our senses, right? Rely on what we see versus our faith, right? It tends to rely on perceptions and filters, negative experiences through our senses more than through our spirit. Day three is all about realizing how much you need God's love to rise above the trauma. I remember when I got separated. That's the first step that the Lord had to work with me on. He wanted me to know, baby girl, I love you. That's the first starting point for me in my healing, is God wanted me to know, baby girl, I love you. And so God's love is the common denominator for rising above everything that you have gone through, every traumatic experience. God desires to impart his love to heal your brokenness, to heal your grief, to heal your loss, to heal your abandonment, and empower you to fulfill your destiny. And so when God's love is imparted, nothing else. But sadly, due to the trauma, there is so much fear, you know, to even getting close to others, that your heart is challenging for you to even relate to other people. And so it becomes an issue, because until you fully surrender and experience God's love, you will never rise up. You will never rise above the trauma. And rising above begins with surrendering to God's love. And surrendering, you know, in such a way that no matter what speed bump comes your way. Ooh, I remember Charles's surgeon said that to us. This is just a speed bump. And so no matter what speed bump comes your way, you can still stand. And so there's a thirst that never runs dry that God wants you to thirst after. He wants you to thirst after his love. Day four talks about Thomas More's popular quote that earth has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. There is nothing that you experience on this earth that God cannot handle or has not already handled on your behalf, even though you don't see the manifestation of it. Life has a way of making you feel insufficient to handle what it throws at you, especially when something is imposed on you. And so on this day, I have in my book a rocking chair, a picture of a rocking chair. And I want you to think about when you're sitting in the rocking chair. You know, the rocking chair provides this comfort by rocking back and forth, helping you to cope with the trauma, loss, whatever you've gone through. And in the same way, many people get a certain satisfaction from lingering in that rocking chair, lingering in the pain, lingering in the loss, lingering in the trauma, because it, in a weird kind of way, it earns this empathy, or should I say sympathy from others, right? However, the chair is unhealthy. The rocking chair is unhealthy. It keeps you trapped in the trauma, constantly feeling and thinking about the trauma. In other words, it stops you from rising above and getting up. And so my question that I have for you today, right? I have for you today is, why did you stay in the rocking chair so long? So think about that. Day five is all about writing my personal psalm unto the Lord. And so here is my psalm for the day. 1 Corinthians 6:14 says, "Let everything you do be done in love. I know without a doubt that God loves me. It is your love, Baba, that keeps me standing when I want to wilt, keeps me moving forward when I want to quit, keeps me girded with truth when my mind wants to drift. Your love keeps me protected in the eye of the storm when I feel like I'm drowning. The one aspect of your love that I feel unequivocally grateful for is your love is the same. It is consistent. It never runs dry. Your love is like a never-ending fountain, a never-ending river. Even when I get off track, your love remains the same." And so for me, it's the consistency that I'm appreciative of, because you didn't have to stay on the cross, but you decided in that moment, love Marisha too much to come down. When you water me, there is a flow that fills my heart that words can never explain. There are no words in the dictionary that can explain my feelings when I'm watered, but I'm clear that it is a true fulfillment of wholeness that I am forever grateful for. I know the word says, do everything in love. But Baba, when people hurt me, unfortunately, the first thing I don't think about is love. I know many have hurt and disappointed you, including myself. But it is more about loving people through their shortcomings, through their mistakes, because of sin. But I know, just like you forgave me when I didn't love myself, or when I was wrong, you still showed love. Help me, O Lord, in my trespasses to be open to love others the way you love. Help me, O Lord, to see beyond what they did, but see them how you see them and how you see even me. We all are sojourners in this land, and the answer to every situation is love. As I am working through my own pain and grief, help me to soar like an eagle over the storm and rise above the drama and the trauma to see everything through the eyes of love. Today, I worship you, Baba, and pray that you help me. Help me, Lord, to love unconditionally like you love. Help me to love through your eyes. Help me to see how you see. I know it takes a surrendering. I know it takes a yielding to the Holy Spirit. But today I bow down and yield in love. Amen. All right. And then the last day, day six, it talks about be aware that eagles do not associate with chickens. And so my question is, have you ever struggled with a sense of belonging within your own family, at work, or friends? And you long to fit in, to belong, but you don't. And you question, what is wrong with me? You question your identity. And so you don't realize that God created you to soar. You don't realize that God created you like an eagle. It is because you're different. It is because you've been called to rise above. You've been called to a place to go higher in the Lord. And God wants you to embrace a renewed shine, to feel it and to wear it. However, you must understand that rejection from others is also a way of protection. God is always safeguarding you from the enemy's schemes because of the group really you wanted to fit in was really beneath you, because God loves you. And so this week, I want you to rise above the trauma. I'm telling you, you know, when all you see is pain, you don't see God. We got to start with God's love. We got to realize we are different. We got to stop embracing and enjoying the sympathy from others and get up out of that rocking chair. God has so much for you to do. He has so much work for you, and he wants to do it. He wants to bless you. He wants to pour out his spirit in your life. But we got to be reminded that our heart is deceitful, and we got to walk by faith and not by sight. Amen. I definitely could not have made it without all of your support of the Lioness Queen podcast. Remember to subscribe this podcast and share a review. I would absolutely love to hear from you. And get the new book, While Supplies Last, Resuscitate Your Heart, a 12-week workbook to heal the trauma within. Until next time, let's heal to the open new doors and believe God will restore in 2024. Amen and amen.